Hello everybody, Julian here. Welcome to this episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you're doing well and you had a good week. I'm very happy to spend some time with you and present our new guitars. But before we start, I just want to mention once again, if you want to be a Zika's Guitars team member and work at Zika's Guitars in sales department or in editing videos, of course you have to have an understanding about classical guitars or in editing of classical music, just contact us by email and tell us a little bit about yourself. We would love to hear from you. And please don't forget to smash the like button. And let's start with the first guitar of this week. A very special one. Jonathan?
Hi, Julian.
Maestro Jonathan from Indonesia.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's been a while since we did the...
Exactly. I think it's been 2-3 weeks that we didn't do a guitar presentation together. So yeah. It's nice to have you here, to have you back.
Hi, guys. I'm still alive.
Yeah, the reason why I... invited you to this guitar presentation is this guitar.
I can tell.
Because it was for me a surprise. I've never played a guitar by Ramin Falla, a guitar luthier who is based in Turkey, in Istanbul, and he's building the guitars and construction in collaboration with his wife.
Oh, really? And they built guitars together?
Exactly. Some details which you see on the guitar is also designed and made by his wife. So it's very artistic.
Couple goals.
Exactly. Right. So this is a guitar made by, as I said, Ramin Falla. And this is brand new from 2022. This model is called C-Stage. Mm-hmm. And this guitar has a bear claw spruce.
Beautiful.
And Amazonian rosewood backhand sides. Mm-hmm. And you can, of course, also see some ideas what he had. For example, the rosette, which is built in a combination with the guitar head.
Yeah.
You can see some similarities.
Yes, for sure.
And...
By the way, it is traditionally built, right? It has 7 fan braces.
Exactly. This is a traditionally built guitar. But the first time when I played this guitar, the first chord, I thought it's like a double top or lattice brace sounding guitar because the sound was huge. Yeah. And I was very surprised. Should we play some?
Enough talking. Enough talking. Show them what do you mean.
Let's see how it sounds.
Has such a huge volume.
Exactly. It's like, as I said, the first time I had the impression of a lattice braced guitar, but the difference is it sounds still very bright somehow, very detailed, and it's like it's a traditionally built guitar. You have a traditional sound but a huge volume.
Yeah.
And the sustain was also
great. Felt that the guitar is very open.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I noticed was it is very expressive. You know, like the colors and how it responds to the vibrato. And
exactly.
Everything.
If I, for example, I will play my famous melody, my famous composition. Mm-hmm.
See? in a pleasant way.
Exactly.
It's not by any means piercing to the ear. It's detailed, like you said, brilliant, but it's very round.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I will play,
play
maybe...
some more.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't practice for a long time.
I just want to say something about that. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
I think the, I don't know, maybe it's the response of the guitar or the guitar neck, but it's very easy going, very easy to play.
Yeah.
I think because also the guitar responds very well in every position. What, do you want to play something?
Oh, yes, man, I cannot wait.
So you have built a tower again under your foot.
I think I have very long upper body.
Fair enough,
you know?
Fair enough.
This guitar is very loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very comparable though to modern construction.
Exactly.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah. From the volume is like modern sounding guitars,
yeah.
But the colors, not
traditional.
Especially the basses are very singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you play that first melody. Very long and even sustained.
Yeah, I agree with you. For some guitars, the basses are deep, but they lack of clarity. On this
That's
guitar,
it.
they are very clear.
Exactly. It's deep, loud, but still clear and detailed.
Yeah. What do you think, guys?
Yeah. Let us know about the sound of this guitar by Ramin Falla. And yeah, to sum up, it's a very loud guitar with a bright and detailed sound. And the playability is also very easy for me, at least. I think for you it was also the case.
Yes, I agree. Like, this is some of the easiest guitars I've ever played, actually. Yeah. Mm.
Thanks for visiting me.
You're welcome.
Introducing this guitar. We move to the next guitar.
Yay!
This beautiful guitar is a Sakurai Kono guitar from 2022, from Japan, of course. And we have a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this guitar is, of course, based on the famous Masaru Kono guitars. And that's why this guitar is called Sakurai Kono. Beautiful. Let's see how it sounds. Sustain, especially in the mid-range of this guitar, and it's a very open sounding guitar. See how it sounds in the higher positions. What a lovely guitar. It's a very open sounding guitar and also very comfortable to play. Let's move to the next one. It's also a Sakurai guitar. This is a Sakurai Kono Special Cedar model, brand new from 2022. And this one has both aesthetically and sound wise some differences to the Sakurai Kono Maestro guitar model. We have here also a cedar top and beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Thank you. Also on this guitar, we have a great sustain, and the balance on this guitar is really great. It's very even in all the frequencies. Response. Please let me know in the comments what do you think about this guitar and if you hear big differences between this one and the Sakurai Kono which I played before this one. Let's move to the next guitar. So we stay in the bloodline of Kono family, and this guitar is built by the grandson of Masaru Kono, So Kimishima, from Japan. And this guitar looks also very beautiful, and I love the rosette. The rosette is very beautiful and a great contrast to the guitar top. And we have a spruce top on this guitar and also Madagascar rosewood backhand sides. And this guitar has a 64 centimeter scale. Impressive sounding guitar. The tone color is very smooth and I like it. Despite of the spruce top, which usually sounds more bright, this one is very round and smooth sounding, especially in the higher notes and positions. Thank you. And the last guitar of this week is also built by Masaki Sakurai, but this is his own model. And this guitar is brand new from 2022. We have a cedar top and beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this is the PC model. Basses, great resonance, and the sustain is great. Sounds also very open in some areas where usually the guitars struggle a little bit. Lovely sounding guitar, and it also looks very, very nice, very fine build. And yeah, congrats to Masaru Sakurai. So this was the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. And if you enjoyed the video and it was helpful for you to have a better idea of the sound of these guitars, please leave a like and of course leave a comment. It's always great to know your opinion about these guitars. Yeah, that's it. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.